Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakotans don't have answers to many of their health care questions. Between federal administration changes and decisions at the state level, the issue of delivering quality, cost-effective health care is bathed in uncertainty. SDPB's Keely Boltina focuses on health care. She joins me now to answer some of those frequently asked questions. Keely, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Medicaid expansion in South Dakota was going to address a specific problem. Can you define that problem for us?
Sure. It's health care for the working poor. Around 50,000 or so South Dakotans make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, which is the state program to cover health insurance needs for people who are poor or elderly or sick. The problem is that those 50,000 people are working a full-time job, maybe two jobs, and still make too much money to qualify, but not enough money to be able to buy their own health insurance and still be able to put food on the table or put gas in the car. So that's when we call them the working poor, that's how that's defined.
So the families affected by this care deeply about what happens next. Who are the other most invested stakeholders in solving this problem?
Well, we have Governor Dennis Dugard. He said he's not pushing for Medicaid expansion, but that doesn't mean that he is forgetting about this group of people that they've been working toward finding healthcare solutions for. We also have people like state lawmakers weighing in, the big medical organizations, the Sanfords, the Averas, the regional health, because they're the people who still serve this population even when they can't pay. Also independent physicians. And according to health leaders, everyday people should care about this because they're paying to offset the emergency health coverage for people who don't have insurance and who waited to seek treatment because they knew they didn't have the money to pay for it.
So is Medicaid expansion dead at this point? And if it's not Medicaid expansion that's going to address the problem, what are some of those pathways going forward?
Right. So Medicaid expansion in South Dakota right now is dead, but that doesn't mean that the problems have gone away and so people aren't giving up. The pathways going forward is a difficult question to answer. I don't know the pathways going forward, and neither do a lot of those healthcare stakeholders. One element that we do need to mention is that South Dakota does have this deal with the Indian Health Services that IHS will take over some of the bills, really, for Native Americans who have sought healthcare at places other than IHS, because sometimes IHS facilities are really far in between. If IHS still does that, even though the state doesn't expand Medicaid, then we will have millions of dollars that the state can save. So that's up in the air, whether that even happens. And if so, how do we use that money and provide concrete solutions through state government and private healthcare? Nobody has those specifics that I've talked to. I'm happy to find out more if someone has specifics. But all of the leaders that I've talked to are saying, we don't really know. That said, Dr. Tim Ridgway, who's the immediate past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, says nobody is sitting here wringing their hands and giving up on this concept of taking care of people.
What do we advocate for? Quality health care. And what is quality health care? It's supporting our physicians so that they can support our patients for the best quality care. And so the organization, for us to say, well, yeah, it's a difficult problem, and we're sorry, we just can't cover you numbers of people because you don't have health care insurance, too bad. No, that's not acceptable. But we need to find ways to work with our state and national governments so that we can find a solution that's acceptable to all involved.
Dr. Ridgway says he's talked with Governor Dennis Dugard. He says that the governor has assured the medical association that South Dakota is working with the federal executive branch to make sure that we can provide quality care at an affordable level. How that's going to happen, I don't have the answer.
So, Keely, President-elect Donald Trump has said he's committed to repealing the Affordable Care Act. His plan for his first 100 days in office does not directly address it. But if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, does that leave South Dakotans who buy health insurance on the exchange without health coverage as well?
Yes, if it is just repealed. But the likelihood of that, according to health leaders, is that's really low. They are saying that it's going to take some time and that they're impressing upon the administration that you can't just yank coverage away from people. Scott Duke is president and CEO of the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations, and he has this to say on that point.
can I say it this way? It's a pretty good soundbite to say repeal and replace. But what that means in real life is today we have the exchanges are open. And, you know, we're looking to get 20 million people in the country enrolled. In South Dakota, maybe some 26,000. And so we know for this next year that that insurance and that product and that mechanism is in place. So as we have that year in there and we take a little pause, we also know that to repeal and replace would require, at least in the Senate side, more votes than are currently there today, so there's not a filibuster-proof 60 votes.
Duke says that Trump can change aspects of budgeting and the Affordable Care Act's financing once he's in office, but these other elements could take between a year or 2 years. And Duke says that that time is valuable, so people don't need to panic. If you're eligible for health care on the exchange right now, don't not sign up because you don't know what's going to happen about it. He says, take advantage of it now, and health leaders going forward are going to continue to push for reforms that they believe make sense, especially things like keeping elements of the Affordable Care Act that people broadly appreciate. Being able to keep your kids on their parents' insurance through age 26. Things like making sure that people can enroll in health insurance despite pre-existing conditions.
So, Kelly, you've done stories about telemedicine reaching out into small communities, providing emergency help or expertise, collaboration for physicians. South Dakota has programs aimed at bringing soon-to-be doctors to rural areas in the state. Is funding for those programs at risk at this point?
The short answer is no. The long answer is maybe, which I feel like is a trend that we've been talking with today. No, in that a lot of these, specifically telemedicine programs, were started with a combination of federal grants and private funding. And at this point, much of it is still perpetuated privately. So we're not relying on major grant funding to do something like Avera's eCare, where they have these high quality cameras and all of this access to the rural communities. The same is true with recruiting those doctors and putting them in rural areas. The state program is, funded by the state. It's an effort of state government. So those programs, in theory, are okay. The problem is that if you start messing with some of the funding mechanisms at the top, there is going to be a ripple effect. So people are going to have to start deciding where to prioritize things. Although the health leaders that I talk to say telemedicine and trying to get physicians into these rural communities are both things that can be really cost effective and helpful. So they don't see funding being cut for those sorts of situations. Except you have to remember that if you have fewer people insured, you will likely, as we've seen in the past, have fewer people seeking medical attention, which means you may not have enough demand or enough ability to keep those physicians in rural areas because people are waiting and waiting and waiting to seek coverage until it's just they have no other option.
So the takeaway here, there's a problem. No one has specific answers yet, but everyone says they're working on it.
You got it.
Thanks, Keely.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your time.
Sure.
Keely Boltina covers healthcare and education for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. You can hear her extended conversations with advocates from the Association of Healthcare Organizations and the State Medical Association. Dive further into the complexities of policies that surround healthcare issues on our website. It's listen.sdpb.org.